Wednesday. It's finally here. Okay, so it was during the week, but we couldn't do it during the week. So here we are. Welcome to the Gamer Series Fan Podcast. My name is Elizabeth, a.k.a. Betty, and here's my partner in crime.
Curly, how are you?
Yay! Party, party, and love is in the air. We're together at last celebrating. It's been a crazy week. Hi, Ellie! Waving back at you. It's been a crazy week, and we just wanted to take some time to celebrate love, friendship, everything that brings us together and unifies us and makes this beautiful family so awesome. So we're celebrating for 1 hour our Valentine's Day party, and this is going to be fun because we have our poll, right? We made a little poll during the week, and we're going to read the results. We have a few messages from some of our readers, so we're going to share that. And we have a special outtake, from Gabriel and Julia, a.k.a. Mr. and Mrs. Emerson. All I can say is oh my. You know, painting is so different nowadays. So we're going to take a little music break, and then we'll be back. In the meantime, enjoy. We have mimosas, pink mimosas, because, you know, it's love and Cupid. We have a sexy Cupid at the bar as well. Give him a kiss and he will give you a drink. Ooh, hi, Casey. Also, we have a open buffet, chocolate, it's dessert, candy. If you want a bit of tiramisu, you may have some from our handsome waiters because, you know, we only hire handsome waiters. Anyway, so we'll be back. In the meantime, enjoy the music and we hope you enjoy the party. Hi, Monica.
Para mí un placer conocerte. No sé por qué andas sola. Bebé, yo me quedé para verte. Tu magia descontrola. Yo sigo muriendo por tenerte. Te veo y me enamoras. Haces que ilumine el ambiente. de aquí no te vas sin mí, de aquí no me voy sin ti, aposté todo para
verte. Love is beautiful. It's so amazing. We see a lot of lovely ladies in the chat room, so thank you so much for joining us, ladies. Hello, Casey, Monica, Susie. And if you're listening to us but you haven't logged in, what are you waiting for? Log in on Mixler. Stop by. Say hello. Look at the handsome waiters. They're here and ready to please you. We will call them Professor today. So have a little champagne from the Professor. Winky. So, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Yes, winky face. So, yay. Oh, and hello, boss. How are you, boss? He's probably not listening, but it doesn't matter. Hi, boss. Happy Valentine's Day. Oh, Valentine's Day wouldn't be the same without you. Yeah, that's true. But just in case he's there, you know, sneaking around as usual, we have LaFroy boss. So don't be afraid. And lots of donuts in the shape of a heart with bacon. So we gotcha. Don't worry. Yay. All right. So Valentine's Day is a day we celebrate love, friendship. Oh, how we love our friends, right? And love, again, you know, because the professor, well, he made us believe in love all over again. So thank you, Professor, Mr. Sexy Stud, a.k.a. Sex God, and Mr. Twitchy, because Mr. Twitchy, well, you know, lying in the hands of God is not the same without him. So, during the week, we asked a few questions. We made a poll. We wanted to know who was your favorite couple in the Gabriel's Rapture book, right? There were so many couples. So the options were Julia and Gabriel, A. B. Rachel and Aaron, C. Tammy and Scott, and D is Diane and Tom. Papa Mitchell, he found love this year. So, so who was your favorite couple, partner? Oh, we will never know. Okay, so when my partner comes back, we will know who was her favorite couple. In the meantime, we see Casey. She says, A, of course, Julia and Gabriel. Okay, you're back. And Susie says, Julia and Gabriel as well. That's her favorite couple. Who's your favorite couple, partner? Maybe I should have said, besides Gabriel and Julia. Okay, Tammy and Scott. I see Ellie is in the chat room and she said, Julia and Gabriel, of course, but I would love to hear more about Rachel and Aaron. Rachel and Aaron. Oh, Aaron. Yes, yes. I was asking. I was wondering, who's Aaron? Aaron, yes, her husband, who's really, really nice. Right? Unless Aaron's name. Maybe that's Aaron's middle name, like Aaron. Oh, okay. And Monica says, yes, because they've been thought that much. So, yeah, you know, we lived through so much. Their breakup, they got together, the engagement was postponed again, then they got together again, and then we were blessed to witness their wedding. So, yeah, that was, I like Aaron and Rachel. So, here are the results of the lovely ladies who did voted in our poll. And we want to say thank you to the 25 voters. So, yay! Okay, so are you ready? In fourth place, with zero votes, it's D, Diane and Tom. Oh my God. Poor guys, I feel bad for them. I think they were nice. I mean, we never got to see them much together. I mean, we know they went to the wedding. Diane was Tom's plus one for Julia and Gabriel's wedding, but we really didn't get to interact with her. So, sorry, Diane. Okay, in third and second place is a tie. Are you ready? With 4% of the votes. It's Tammy and Scott. And, wait, what? I didn't put this right. Tammy and Scott. Right. Okay, sorry. Okay. In second and third is Tammy and Scott and Rachel and Aaron. So, 4%. And in first place, we have with 92% of the votes, Julia and Gabriel. So, big surprise right there. So, yeah. Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're still going to, there's a campaign that we want Rachel and Aaron more story. So, maybe the boss will listen to us and give us another story about Rachel and Aaron and the Chicken Kiev and all that stuff, right? Because they're always fighting about Chicken Kiev. So, maybe. Okay, then we ask, Ellie says, Gabriel, book 4. So, yeah, anything could happen. And Ellie says, Tammy and Scott, 2. Moreover, and, I guess it's harder to think about parents and romance. Well, that could be too. Who knows? Maybe we get a surprise in book 4. Gabriel's dot, dot, dot. All right. So the next question was, whose friendship is your favorite? Is it A, Julia and Rachel? B, Catherine Picton and Gabriel? C, Julia and Paul? My palsy woolsy. Or D, Richard and Tom? And, Ellie says, I guess we could hear about Paul. And Casey says, all of them. And, yeah, that's it.
Yes, you have to pick one.
Just curious. You know, the friendships.
Well, yeah, no. Mm-hmm. I would vote for Richard and Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. Okay, Monica says A and B, which would be Julia, Rachel, and then Catherine Picton and Gabriel. So, and Ellie says Catherine and Gabriel as well. And Monica is saying Picton is always fun. Well, you know, Catherine Picton can cook, so that's good. Survival. I'm out of food. Hi, Chama. What's up? Right now? Maybe. She's a kitchen goddess. I think she likes cooking and she likes to entertain. So, you know, I would go with her. So, okay. Are you ready for the results?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, the results with 20 votes. Right? 26 votes. Here we go. The results are in fourth place, 0% of the votes went to Richard and Tom. Nobody cares. I'm so sorry, Papa Richard and Papa Tom. With 12%, right? You know, those two, I think Richard is the reason why Tom agreed to give his daughter's hand to Gabriel. Richard persuaded him, like, he's not so bad, believe me. And Tom was like, okay, fine. Okay. So, with 12% of the votes, in third place, we have Julia and Paul. So, that's nice. In second place, with 35% of the votes, it went to B, Catherine Picton, and Gabriel. And in first place, with 54% of the votes, it's Julia and Rachel. BFFs. Yay. And Ellie is saying, Monica, LOL, my fingers are not auto-correcting right. You know, fingers are getting drunk. Keyboards are getting drunk. So, yeah. Yeah, you know, with the hot waiters.
Are you sure you're not drinking any, Ellie and Monica? If so, cheers.
Yeah, cheers. You know, the waiters, if you ask them, they will give you some of my special water too. So don't be afraid. Ellie says that she likes Catherine's. Oh, she likes Catherine. She's smart mouth. She is wise. Can find her in a silver fox in Gabriel's 4. Ooh. Yes, we love Catherine Picton. She's always nice. Even the boss likes her, so. Oh, I can't wait to see what happens with her. In Gabriel, dot, dot, dot. book four. So, ooh. Okay, so are we ready for the third question we asked in the poll? Hi, Noni! How are you? We hope you're feeling better. She had the flu during the week, so she's getting better. Here, Noni, have a mimosa. It's good for you. It has lots of vitamins. Right, darling. Darling is here. Okay, so we're going to go back to our poll. And here we go. And question number three was, which love scene was your favorite? Is it A, Gabriel and Julia enjoy a mango in Belize? Remember that? Like, ooh, I made a mess, Julia. Oh my God, it's a sticky death. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, B, Gabriel makes love to Julia after he sees her crying. Remember that time when we were worrying about, oh, I don't know, a hearing with the professors and the dean, and maybe Julia might get expelled and she's not going to go to Harvard. What? Gabriel is being accused of sexual harassment. What? Yeah, you know, that time. Good times, right? Wait, I didn't finish. We still have two options. Okay. Then there's C, Gabriel and Julia make love against the wooden door the night before the hearing. You talk to me, Gabriel. I am talking to you, only with my body. Listen. Right? And then four is Gabriel and Julia make up sex, aka the honeymoon. Which one is your favorite? So go.
For me,
letter C. C, the one against the wall. Yeah.
Mhm. So I love
it. Okay.
It wasn't a love scene.
It was, as Julia says, it was a fuck. It wasn't a love scene. But okay. But it was a good fuck. So yeah. Alrighty. And the ladies in the chat room, Noni says, well, Ellie says Belize, because yeah, it's Belize. Okay. Casey says, this is the hardest question I've ever seen. Ha ha ha. Monica says B. Susie says, tough question. She's going to have to think about it. Monica, Noni says C. Okay, let me check. Mm-hmm. Yeah, C, against the wooden door. And Monica says, because it was one of those moments. So, okay. B, again, she's saying B, which would be... Gabriel and Julia make love while she was crying and he comforted her. So, aww. Okay. Whoa, what's going on with my chat room? Okay, my chat room is a little drunk today.
Eddie said the wall, table, all of it.
Right?
Winky face.
Yes, winky face. Yes, hi, Diana.
Said the others are just
yes, they are.
Hi, Diana. Hello. Hi.
Okay, so are we ready for the results of the very tough question?
Yeah.
Okay, so the results are here with 27 votes. So thank you, 27 voters, for joining us. Fourth place is with 15% of the votes. It's B, Gabriel makes love to Julia after he sees her crying. Aww. In third place, with 19% of the votes, it's Gabriel and Julia enjoy mango in Belize. Ooh. In second and first, this is a tie. With 33% of the votes, it's Gabriel and Julia make love against the wooden door the night before the hearing. And Gabriel and Julia make up sex, aka the honeymoon. So, ooh, interesting. You know, this was a tough one.
Yeah.
It was really hard.
Yeah.
I was tempted to put the one where Julia calls out, Gabriel! But then I was like, I only have four options. What do I do? So, yeah. Anyway, so interesting.
Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Monica said the other three can have plans after crying. They think it's more tender.
Yes. Yeah, it was a really sweet moment. You know, I had to go over the whole book, and I was like, oh my God, Gabriel, you're not so bad. Why do I always fight with you? Very good question. Okay, so, yeah, I like that one, too. It was perfect. So, yay, Gabriel and Twitchy. You guys are so nice. Okay, so question number 4 was, which day between Gabriel and Julia was your favorite? Is it A, Julia and Gabriel at the Uffizi Gallery? B, Gabriel and Julia spent a day at the beach in Belize? C, Gabriel and Julia have dinner at his Sultan's tent? Or D, Gabriel and Julia go to the movies and the library? In case you're wondering, we didn't get much details on that date, those dates. But yeah, that's when there was the no sex. And Julia was like, what the? Are you serious? What's wrong with you, man? You know, and then he was like, not until you marry me. Oh, crap. Okay, So yeah, Ellie is saying E. She says E, all of the above. And Casey is saying C and D, which is Gabriel and Julia have dinner at the Sultan's tent. And then D, Gabriel and Julia go to the library and they go to the movies, which, oh my god, that reminds me. Ellie, you're here. Maybe you know. Apparently, Julia and Gabriel went to the movies, and I can't figure out which romantic comedy movie they went to see in August, because I googled it, and I still don't know, and I thought maybe they went to see Twilight, but Twilight wasn't released in August. So, do you have any idea which movie they went to see? If not, I will... Yes, they say the devil is in the details, and apparently I can't get enough of that. So if not, it's okay. I'm sorry I put you in the spot. I would just go buck the boss like, hi boss, what's up? Oh god, didn't I lock the door? Sorry, I unlocked it. Anyway, so yeah. Okay, so Ellie's still wondering too. Like, what the heck? What? Why? Why? So yeah. Oh yeah, so I didn't give you the results, right? Okay, so are we ready for the results? The results of the poll are here. Oh, Monica says C because it's them. It's a harem? LOL. I love the Sultan's tent. I thought it was beautiful. I was mad at him, but it was so... You know, that's when I realized I kind of missed him. So, aww. And then Frank Sinatra playing in the background. It was so romantic. Okay, so here are the results. 22 votes in total. So thank you so much to our lovely ladies who joined our poll. With 0 votes, 0%, is D. Gabriel and Julia go to the movies and the library. Yeah, nobody cares about the movies because all they wanted was the makeup sex. And we don't know. So, oh well. Oh, Ellie says, like, I'm supposed to think back to summer 2010. Yeah, maybe it's a bit of a stretch. Like, 8 years ago. What were you watching? Or 9 years ago. Okay. In third place, are we ready? Third place, we have, with 5% of the votes, C, Gabriel and Julia have dinner at the Sultan's tent. So, oh, and that's when we met Becky. Well, Julia met Becky. So, yeah. It was very cute. In second place with 23% of the votes, it's Gabriel and Julia spent a day at the beach in Belize. Right when he was so ready to propose, but he didn't. So, darn. And in first place with 73% of the votes, Julia and Gabriel at the Uffizi Gallery. So, ooh. Nice. Susie. No, wait. Nona says Uffizi. Monica says Sultan's tent. And Nona says the tent scene was weird. Well, they were upset, but then they slept together, and it was like, all is well with the world. Peace and love. And then Becky left. Like, mission accomplished. She is back. Over. And then, you know, you get Catherine picked in. Like, perfect. I will send you a new recipe for a new meal for their future dates and whatever. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so the last question in our poll. Are you ready? It was a bit long, but yeah. So here is the last question we ask in our poll, because we were wondering. Ladies, let us know. Which tender moment between Gabriel and Julia was your favorite? Is it A, Julia comforts Gabriel and shows him the painting of St. Francesca Romana cradling an infant child with the assistance of the Virgin Mary? Or is it B, Gabriel gives Julia a shower in Umbria after her confession about Simon? Dun, dun, dun. Or C, Gabriel tucks Julia in bed before returning to his home office, because he didn't tell her what was going on and he was working on something and he kept everything a secret, so Julia had to spend the night alone. Aww. Or D, Gabriel and Julia sleep in each other's arms at the Sultan's tent after their reunion, their romantic dinner in July. July 4th.
Tough one.
Oh, Ellie! Ah! Thank you, Ellie! She says, the last song, 2010, the movie, doesn't quite fit Gabriel. Well, Gabriel wasn't too happy about going to the movies. But, yeah. So, ooh, interesting. Thank you. Okay, and Monica says B. Nona says B. Casey says B and D. And Monica says, bats are good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think maybe letter D, because in that moment they were trying to make it up and they were just reconnecting after all the drama and problems and stress about the preparation. So I think that is all men are good, but I just think like a big one, I have to be letter D.
Okay. Okay, interesting. I'm with like E, all of them. But okay, so here are the results with, wait, I didn't see how many votes. Interesting. Okay. It was 17 votes, in case you're wondering. And here are the results. With 6% of the votes, it went to C, Gabriel tucks Julia in bed before returning to his own office. Third place is with 12% of the votes, it went to D, Gabriel and Julia sleep in each other's arms at the Sultan's tent after dinner. In second place, we have with 35% of the votes, Gabriel gives Julia a shower in Umbria after her confession. And number one, numero uno, first is with 47% of the votes, A, Julia comforts Gabriel and shows him the painting of St. Francesca Romana cradling an infant child with the assistance of the Virgin Mary. So, aww.
Aww. Yeah. Well, that's a good one.
Yes, it was such a good movie. Ooh, Ellie, she says, The Romantics, 2010 movie. See, now you have me thinking and searching. Oh, I spent an entire week and I still couldn't figure out. And I was like, should I ask the boss? Maybe not. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I will. And then I forgot. So, But thank you so much, Ellie. And I might still ask him, like, hey, boss. Locks the door. Oh, man. Okay. Well, I have to find a new way to bribe him, you know. Maybe with scotch or something. Scotch always works, right? Alright, so we're gonna go on a little break and then we'll be back. And we have a special outtake of Gabriel and Julia. Ooh, sexy time. Okay, in the meantime, enjoy the music and we'll be back.
Espérame para estar solos. Que quiero sentir para sumergir mi alma en tu cuerpo. Espérame cuando despiste la luna. Espérame que no hay persona alguna que quiera yo más que tú. Espérame.
Talking to you across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky. Oh my, baby, I'm trying.
Boy, I hear you In my dreams, I feel you whisper across the sea. I keep you with me in my heart. You make it easier when life gets hard.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend.
Yay, our romance, love, such a... Hi, Andy! Oi, Andy! Oh my God, if you haven't listened to...
Andy, you are not late.
No, you're not late. It's like they say, you're not late, it's just everyone else showed up extra early, see? But you're not, you're on perfect time, Andy. Okay, Ellie was telling us, in case you were wondering, if the boss says, that's a good question, right? He usually if he doesn't say, he doesn't know either. So there you go. So maybe the boss didn't go to the movies. He's just figure, like, you know. That reminds me, you know, there was a scene where Paul and Julia go to eat at a vintage restaurant in Toronto. And I googled and I couldn't figure out what the heck, which restaurant he's talking about, because I can't figure it out, and I wanted to make sure I posted the edit with a picture of the restaurant of them together, blah blah blah. And then I asked him, you know, like, which restaurant? I have two restaurants and I don't know which one. First of all, I don't live in Toronto, so I have no idea. Second, I get lost really easily, so I'm lost. So which one is it? And he goes like, the restaurant doesn't exist, I made it up. So there you go. So sometimes the boss makes up stuff, so that could be it too. He made it up, maybe. So yeah, but interesting. Wouldn't it be fun if someone actually made a restaurant in honor of Gabriel's Inferno and Gabriel's Rapture? Like, the apple pie would be Gabriel and Julia's apple pie. What? Maybe? No? Okay. So, in case you don't know, you know, romance. Oh, beautiful romance. So excited. Oh, Ellie says excited also about the beginning of the Man in the Black Suit fan podcast. Yes, in case you don't know, it's going to be on Wednesday, February 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, your time. It's going to be the Men in the Black Suit fan podcast, Nicholas Acacia with Pam and Leslie. So, ooh, it's going to be exciting. So don't forget to join that. And it's going to be a chat on Twitter. Nicholas, the ladies of Arga Empire have organized a special chat. So you can talk to Nicholas Cassire, the sexy star. Oh my God, I'm seriously thinking, like, I need to find a Jewish guy. Maybe Paul can convert. Perhaps, who knows? So yeah, so again, don't forget, is this next Saturday, February 24. You can talk to Nicholas, the Man in a Black Suit. It's gonna be exciting. Okay, so here we go. Okay, Ellie says the chat will be from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So make sure you go and you say hello to Nicholas, because he's so sexy. Who doesn't want to? Okay, are we ready now? We have the body painting outtake from Gabriel's Redemption. Yes, we do. Oh yeah, and Ellie says get your questions ready, because, you know, who doesn't want to talk to Nicholas? I'm already making my list of questions, so that's gonna be fun. I hope he's ready for my questions. It's a lot. Yeah. Like, why do you wear colorful underwear but not colorful suits? Is there something you want to tell us about, you know, blue underwear? Maybe? Subconsciously, you want to explore? Anyway, yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay,
so it's the body painting outtake from Gabriel's Redemption. And look at that. We're about to start reading Gabriel's Redemption. So it's perfect. Yay. Oh, and Ellie says that she will post the invitation during the week. So make sure you check it out, the ladies of Arga Empire. And we will retweet their invitation as well, which our Twitter account is at Gabriel Series FP. Alrighty then. And with that, let's go into the awesome, sexy outtake for our future book. And it's, okay, so here we go. January 10, 2014. This is when the boss posted it, so yay. Oh yeah, that reminds me. I was going to post a tweet with a link. Did I post a tweet with a link? I think I'm drunk. Well, we will post it later on. But okay, so here it goes. It's the boss says, "Dear everyone, here is a body painting outtake from Gabriel's Redemption that was originally posted on the Heroes and Heartbreakers website October 17th. So I'm guessing October 17th. I don't know the year because it was before my time. Okay. So the body painting by Sylvain Reynard. Selins Grove, Pennsylvania. I think you missed the spot. Gabriel's blue eyes twinkle as he gestured to a patch of wool near the doorframe. He just entered the bedroom and was staring at Julianne, who had splotches of white paint on her faded old jeans and black t-shirt. Her dark hair was tucked under one of his University of Toronto baseball caps. She looked adorable. Where? Julianne scanned the freshly painted wall, brush in hand. Here. Gabriel pointed to a narrow strip, approximately the size of a pregnant gnat. Very funny. She bent to dip the brush in a can of white paint. And you miss another spot here. He tapped the end of her nose with his finger as she straightened. Did you get any paint on the wall? You're covering it. Julia glared. I don't see you helping. Where have you been? What have you been doing? Contemplating all the ways you can make your graduate students cry? Ooh, look at that, Julia. Feisty. Okay. I don't need to do that. Why not? Because I already know all the ways to make graduate students cry. Julia rolled her eyes, much to Gabriel's amusement. Ooh, do I sense a fight or something? No? Okay. I told you this morning I had an appointment to see the people who are working on the orchard. His eyes narrow. I also told you to let me hire someone to paint the walls. But, as usual, you didn't listen and decided to do it yourself. It's a waste of money to hire a painter when I can do it. It's a waste of time for you to do it when we can afford to hire a painter. I prefer to you spend your time doing other things. He winked. Ooh, what do you mean by that, Gabriel? Right? Sexy time. Okay. You're impossible. And you're gorgeous. The paint cover. Julia extended the paintbrush towards him. Now that you're here, you can help. No. She still her eyebrows. Oh, she lifted her eyebrows. No? No. He jammed his hands into the pockets of his jeans. I'll make a phone call and hire someone. Then I'll carry you to the shower and take my time scraping every inch of your body. Oh, soaping, sorry. Take my time soaping. I was wondering, like, what the heck is he scraping? Is she really that bad? Sorry, okay. I just killed a sexy move. Oh, no, she says, take a break, okay. Twitchy. Okay.
nothing's happening.
Yes. So he says, I'll make a phone call and hire someone. Then I'll carry you to the shower and take my time soaping every inch of your body. After that, we can see what other fun activities come to mind. He grinned at her suggestively before heading to the door. Impulsively, she flicked her paintbrush at him, and an arc of white paint flew through the arc, landing on his back. Had the professor been dressed in black, he would have looked like a skunk. Gabriel turned around slowly, removing his hands from his pockets. Shiza, Julia thought. Ooh, Shiza, thought Julia. What was that? I didn't say anything. Right. So she hid the paintbrush behind her back, hazardly an innocent smile. Did you just cover me in paint? She shook her head. Absolutely not. Why would I do that? He stalked towards her and backed up, still clutching the offending paintbrush. He paused, twisting his neck so he could see his back. These were my favorite jeans. Her gaze flickered down to the jeans that were her favorite as well, not least because of the way the material clucked to his very attractive backside. Let's look at the backside. Ooh! Nice tushy, Professor.
Okay.
It was an accident. And this was one of my favorite shirts. Right? Uh-oh. And this was one of my favorite shirts. Sorry. He lifted a hand and ran it across the back of his head. His fingers came away streaking with white paint. It's even in my hair. She leaned her head to one side, examining him. It gives me an idea how you look when you turn gray. And the verdict? You look good. How good? He backed her up against the painted wall and grasped the hand that held the paintbrush, holding her in place. Really good for an old man. Julia Mitchell, did you just tell him that? I'm very sensitive about aging. I don't know about Gabriel. So, okay. Their eyes met briefly before he captured her mouth. You're entirely too artistic for your own good, he murmured against her lips. One day with a brush and you're Jackson Pollock. I just wanted to make Richard and Grace's old room ours. Gabriel gave her a small smile before taking her lips again, this time pulling the paintbrush from her grasp. He pressed her firmly against the wall, and surprisingly, she did not resist. I think I'd like to join you, he hummed against her skin as his mouth moved down to her neck. In a shower? Julia reached up to shift through his hair, resisting the urge to laugh as the paint streaks at the what? Resisting the urge to laugh at the paint streaked strands. No. His fingers drifted down her front, passing over her breast, before tracing the silver of exposed flesh just above the waistband of her jeans. I'd like to join you in painting. Now that would be sexy. Julia wrapped her arms around him, kissing him back. A slick sound emanated from her t-shirt as it peeled away from the wet paint on the wall. I've backed into it, haven't I? She looked over her shoulder, groaning in dismay at the sight of paint on her back. Yes, you have. Gabriel tried to hide his amusement and failed. She frowned. You backed me into the wall on purpose. Absolutely not. Why would I do that? He smirked. Ooh, naughty Gabriel! She peered down at her jeans. It's even on my ass. Let me see. She presented her backside to him, and he made an appreciative sound, low in his throat. That's incredible. He reached out and squeezed her backside. I like to paint it.
Okay.
Can you imagine if he starts singing, I like big butts and I cannot lie? Maybe. I'm still killing the love scene. I'm so sorry, boss. Okay. Oh, Ellie says that she found her original responses to this, the outtake, and she's saying, I just wanted to be where you are, swoon, SR. This statement is so very loving. Love it. And spoken by a naked Gabriel may have helped a bit. Winky loves the love heart around the navel. The thought that she pictured I found may have acted as a muse to your writing is thrilling. Well done, SR. As always, I look forward to more as always. Happy Valentine's Day to you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Now get back to more research. Ellie. Thank you, Ellie. Okay, so... that was funny and entertaining. Okay, so let's go back. So Gabriel says, I like to paint it. Ooh. Julia quickly grabbed the brush from his hand and flicked at it again. Flicked it at him again, causing paint to splatter down to the front of him. Now his front matches back. The smirk slid off his face. That was uncalled for. I'm sorry. She clasped a hand over her mouth, giggling uncontrollably at the speckled and pissed off professor. Oh, Julia wants a fight or something. I bet you are. His eyes glinted before he smiled sweetly, drawing her into his arms. He kissed her deeply, pressing their bodies together from shoulder to thigh. Spots of paint transferred from his front to hers as they moved against one another. She was so focused on the way his tongue teased hers, she didn't notice that he pulled her shirt up. With the barest hint of movement, he began running the paintbrush across the skin of her naked back, up and down, back and forth. She shivered. What are you doing? Nothing. He continued his tantalizing pattern, whispering the strands of the brush over the surface of her flesh. You're painting me, aren't you? This is my only chance to paint a masterpiece. Gabriel, she murmured reproachfully. Reproachfully? Julia, just let the man paint. But okay, fine.
Oh,
Gabriel, reproachfully.
Okay.
I'm only speaking the truth. You're a masterpiece to me. He kissed her again, slipping his tongue inside her mouth. The movement of the brush against her flesh matched the stroking of his tongue against hers. Julia gently explored his mouth, moving her arms up to wrap around his neck. After a moment, she sighed and brushed a kiss against his stubble chin. We should move this to the shower. Would you move that to the shower? I'm just wondering. Like, heck no.
Yeah.
Keep going, man. Keep going. Anyway, so we should move this to the shower. Wait. He pulled her baseball cap off, tossing it aside. He ran his fingers gently through her hair as it spilled down to her shoulders. Then, in one movement, he tucked her shirt over her head. Beautiful. His eyes drifted lazily from her face down to her chest. She watched as he moved the tip of the brush up and down her ribs and down to circle her navel, the strands gliding sensuously over and around. He traced the tops of her breasts above the black lace bra as her eyes latched on his. She grabbed his hand, stealing it. Let's take a shower. The shower can wait, he rasped.
Yeah, baby.
Prepare to get wet. Then he pulled her to the floor, still clutching the paintbrush. And that's it. Ooh! And the boss says, thanks for reading, everyone. Is it me or it's really steamy in here? Oh, my partner's back. You know, just because Julia says, let's go to the shower, it doesn't mean you have to go to the shower too, partner. Like, gotta go. Bye.
I don't like
reasons. Okay. Like, lock Julia, you go to the shower, and all of a sudden, look at that.
Maybe
Perling has paint too.
Maybe I'm going to hit Julia, and then I have to save it to myself. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Too much aggressive.
Maybe. Aggressive. Oh, yeah. So, there you go. And that was the outtake. Mm-hmm. You know, Gabriel. Oh, Gabriel. You are, well, you're irresistible. And Mr. Tweechy, God bless you. Oh, yes. And Monica says, I miss William, though. I don't miss Gabriel and Julia more because of their show-ups in the Florentine series. But she misses Gabriel. So, aw, yes. Willie, the fofo, we miss you. So, yeah. That was hot. Gabriel, oh my.
Yeah.
And Andy is saying, Team William! Mm-hmm.
No, Monica said before the fireworks.
Yes, oh my god. That was hot. So, thank you so much.
It wasn't a good outtake. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, all the outtakes are good.
Yes, they are. You know, that makes me wonder, like, oh my God, Julia, how are you able to concentrate on anything else after that? Because Gabriel is too hot. Can you imagine when we have Paul's outtake? Oh my God! Book, new book. No? Okay. Alrighty then, so I'm the only one on that ship. Okay, so Andy says, Gabriel, hoo, ha, 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 kidding. And Ellie posted the link to another post, so ooh, we want that. And yes, we want a Gabriel movie. We want a Gabriel movie now, please. Have misericordia on us. Oh my God, I keep losing my partner. What the heck? Okay, so when my partner comes back, let me see if I can get her on the line. Yes, there is a Valentine's take outtake, William and Raven, written in first person, the boss. Yes, I was just telling the girls there's an outtake of William and Raven from the first person point of view of William. So, ooh, William and Raven, oh, they're so beautiful. He's very romantic, so who can resist Willie? And Monica says, pull outtake with dot, dot, dot. And Andy's like, Elizabeth, yes. Ooh, that would be interesting. Oh, and Ellie is also posting the links to an outtake of Richard, the Valentine's Day outtake. Which, ooh, in case we read it a few years ago, but it's the Valentine's Day Festivus, the Valentine's for the rest of us, by Richard Clark, and we will post the links in our Twitter account as well. So thank you, Ellie, for posting that. and we have a few announcements before the show ends because we're running out of time. So what? Yes, time flies when you're having fun. In case you don't know, well, first we have a message from Rachel Andrews in our Twitter account. She was telling us the one of the scenes that moved her the most was Thanksgiving dinner when Richard breaks down talking about Grace and gets me every time. So, aww. And Bay sent a message. She said, I want to share this on Valentine's Day. May we always be loved. May we learn to love. And may we never stop sharing and showing our love. Love is a light that shines in the darkness and the force that that conquers all. Amar es vivir. Have fun, ladies. So, thank you, Bay. Thank you so much for that. None saying good night. Good night, None. We hope you have a good evening and take care. Okay, so before we leave, don't forget to sign up to get the boss's newsletter, because guess what? News is coming. Big announcement is coming soon. How soon? I don't know. So the link is right there. You can log in, sign up, and get the boss's latest news. And well, there is an update, you know, the latest outtake of Acacia and Nicasia. So don't forget to do that, you know, read it. It was a beautiful romantic outtake. And Andarta is quoting Samia, it's been 84 years. So thank you, Andy. So yeah, hopefully we will get the good news soon. Again, the Valentine's Day outtake of Nicholas and Acacia is available on sylvainrenard.com. We put the link in our chat room, but just in case, we will also put it in our Twitter account so you can follow it. Next is, as Ellie was saying, the Men in the Black Suit fan podcast starts on Wednesday, February 21st at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. Make sure you join Pam, Leslie. It's going to be fun. Get your copy of the Men in the Black Suit, and they have a giveaway. One lucky reader will win a copy autographed by our boss, Sylvie Raynor. And that reminds me, the boss is going to be on the podcast, not ours. Oh, I can hear myself. Okay, the boss is going to be in the Man in the Black Suit fan podcast, so make sure you join him and you can talk to the ladies. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you join. Also, if I'm not mistaken, again, Nicholas, the Man in the Black Suit, is going to join the ladies of I Got Empire on Twitter, special chat. He's been doing a lot of chats on Facebook, but now he's going to do a chat on Twitter. So don't forget to join, say hello. He's going to be there. Nicholas, you can ask him as many questions as you want. Hopefully, he will answer as many as he can because it's going to be busy. But again, don't forget, the Men in the Black Suit is going to be on Twitter on February 24th, which is a Saturday, from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. So make sure you join and use the hashtag Nicholas, the Man in the Black Suit. The hashtag is hashtag TMITBS. TM, both in capital, IT, lowercase, BS, capitals. Okay? Again, Noites in Florencia is back next Saturday, Saturday, February 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. They are reading O Julgamento de Gabriel. They're going to go over Chapter 8. Again, that's on Saturday at 3 p.m. So you have enough time to join the ladies and say oi, and then you can chat with Nicholas. And, announcement! We are back next Sunday with another party. Just kidding. No. Parties are over. We are back with... We are going to read, finally, Gabriel's Redemption! Yay! Party's over, and now we got to go back to our seminar. So we will be back next Sunday, February 25th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. We will read the prologue in Chapter 1 of Gabriel's Redemption. So, we are finally back in business with a professor. Oh, God, it's going to be exciting. It's been a long, long break. We hope everyone's ready for that. And, yes, finally, I get to know what happens in the next book. Oh, yeah, and don't forget that the boss is working on a new book, Gabriel, the fourth book, the fourth and last, well, maybe not last installment, but the fourth book of the Gabriel series. We don't know the title yet, but it will come. So make sure you read Gabriel's Redemption and you're ready for the next book because it will pick up right after Redemption. So, so many interesting stuff happening soon. And that's pretty much it. Anything else, partner? No? Okay. So thank you so... Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say? Yes. Hi, Joni. So yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for celebrating Valentine's Day with us. We hope you have a lovely week. Take time to enjoy the beautiful day and say hello to the people you love. And in case you want to talk to us, we are at Gabriel Series FP in Twitter. So yeah, stop by, say hello, and make sure you take notes and share your favorite quotes with us because we will certainly read them during next week's podcast. Anything else, partner? Okay. All right. So we'll see you during the week. Have a lovely day. And thank you again for everything. Happy Valentine's Day. And we hope you have a fabulous week. Bye, everyone. And don't forget to sign up to all of the fun stuff. All right. Bye, everyone. Ella me tiene enamorado. Debilita.